with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is cutting its key rate by a quarter point.
With today's action, we have lowered our policy rate by a full percentage point from its peak, and our policy stance is now significantly less restrictive. We can therefore be more cautious as we consider further adjustments to our policy rate.
The Fed's 19 policymakers projected that they will cut their benchmark rate by a quarter point just twice in 2025, down from their estimate in September of 4 rate cuts. The markets plunged following the report, with the Dow falling over 1,100 points, the S&P 500 down 2.9%, and the NASDAQ dropping 3.6%. Israeli settlers have briefly crossed the border into Lebanon, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
After first denying the reports to Israeli media, the Israeli military said on Wednesday that civilians have moved across by a few meters and were removed by troops. They're from the Yuri Safon movement, a group calling for Israeli settlement of southern Lebanon. Photos posted recently by the group online showed activists holding signs and erecting tents inside Lebanon while Israeli soldiers were present. Groups of settler activists have also breached the Gaza border more than once since the Israel-Hamas war erupted on October 7, 2023. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The House Ethics Committee has voted in secret to release the long-awaited ethics report into former Representative Matt Gaetz. The move by the bipartisan panel raises the possibility that the allegations against the Florida Republican could be made public in the coming days. Again on Wall Street, the Dow down by 1,123 points, the NASDAQ plunged 716. This is SRN News. 'Tis the season for Christmas miracles.
It seems to happen every year, people dropping crazy amounts of money into the kettles of Salvation Army bell ringers. In Des Moines, Iowa this month, someone deposited a gold South African coin worth almost $3,000. A bell ringer outside of Kroger in southern Indiana found a gold nugget in his kettle, estimated value $50,000. The Salvation Army's annual Christmas campaign accounts for a big chunk of the Christian ministry's annual budget. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syrian Christians are warily celebrating the ouster of strongman Bashar al-Assad, even as they wonder what the new regime will bring. Many Syrian Christians, who made up 10% of the population before Syria's civil war, either fled the country or supported Assad out of fear of Islamist insurgents. Syria's new leaders are being urged to respect the rights of religious minorities and women. This is SRN News. There's been a snow tire recall.
A company that sells replacement winter tires is recalling over 500,000 of them in the United States. That's because they don't have enough snow traction to meet North American standards. Prinks Changshan Tire North America is recalling certain Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country tires with three peak mountain snowflake symbols on the sidewalls. The company says the tires passed European tests, but likely wouldn't meet traction standards in North America. U.S. safety regulators say tires without sufficient snow traction can increase the risk of a crash. The company is working on a way to fix the problem. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The owner of Britain's Guardian newspaper confirmed that it has sold The Observer, the world's oldest Sunday newspaper, to Tortoise Media for an undisclosed fee. The Observer is a bastion of liberalism in the UK. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.